Well, I'm here at Hereford Racecourse. I'm in the jockeys' changing room. I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Clerk of the Course, Keith Otterson, to look ahead to Ladies' Day here at Hereford on Sunday. Keith, we are in the inner sanctum.
Well, you could say that, Trevor. Yeah, it's slightly archaic, and the facilities are certainly not this century. But, you know, a lot of weighing rooms around the country are like this, and this is the room where all the jockeys who come here to race on every day and who'll be coming here on Sunday, including champion jockey and sports personality of the year, Tony McCoy, will spend their time between races changing their silks, changing their lead weights, and being looked after by their valets in between races.
I always imagine in any sports changing room or dressing room, really, there must be a tremendous feeling of camaraderie, but particularly so perhaps in racing, because they all know just how difficult a game it can be, really.
Well, I mean, I never rode, although I worked on the training side, but anecdotally from listening to the jockeys, yeah, there is a very strong camaraderie between them, particularly for jump racing. There is as well for flat racing, but because it is such a dangerous sport and they know the risks involved, you know, they've all got a huge amount of respect for each other, and there's a lot of seniority in here. At the far end of the weighing room there, all the senior jockeys will virtually sit in age order. So we've got Jimmy McCarthy, who's the oldest, right next to the gap, and Tony McCoy, who's the next oldest, next to him. And then it goes in seniority all the way around the room, and the young boys get there, and if they get in the way, they probably get a clip round the ear to remind them they shouldn't get in the way.
You learn very quickly, presumably.
Yeah, they do, and but they've all got a great amount of respect for each other, the young lads, particularly for the older guys, because they can learn so much from them, as you say, and because it is such a dangerous sport, they all know the risks involved, and they take care of each other very well.
Let's look ahead to Sunday's car. Then it's Ladies' Day, first of all. Would you mention that?
It does, yeah. We're looking forward to it. A highlight of Hereford's calendar in the summer. We're hoping the weather brightens up for Sunday, which it should do, looking at the forecast. We could have a pretty warm and sunny day. At the moment, we're just getting a bit more rain for the course, which is helping out because it was unseasonably dry and very warm through March, April and May. But June has started off quite wet, and that's helped us in preparing the ground.
It's a bit of a double-edged sword here at Hereford, isn't it? Because it doesn't drain very, very well, this course. Obviously, when you get a really wet winter, that's great news. But if you get a dry spell like the one you just mentioned, that presumably can mean you're watering to your heart's content and beyond.
It does, yeah. I mean, the summer jump season differs in the type of horse that'll be running. You know, the horses will generally want good or quicker ground. But in terms of the horse welfare and what's better for them, I think good ground where they've got a bit of cut, and especially when they're jumping, and you know, there's a bit of give in the ground, is always the best. And we had the opportunity last week when we got just on an inch of rain on Saturday and Sunday to maintain the ground at good all week. So with a mixture of further rain and some irrigation, we should turn out just about right, you know, almost perfectly good ground for Sunday.
Has that been reflected in your level of entries?
Yeah, delighted with that, actually, Trevor. Seven races on the card and 75 declared runners with, you know, very good fields in all the novice races, and we've got a 16-runner handicap and a 12-runner handicap. So really pleased with that for the time of year. And it all looks very competitive, and there's a little bit of quality there too, and all the well-known jockeys are here to support us. So really looking forward to it.
In terms of the off-track entertainment, as I mentioned, it is Ladies' Day, so presumably there's something pointed in that direction, shall we say.
Absolutely. I think we've had a very strong period for pre-sales, and we're actually 100% up on where we were last year. So I think there's a lot of enthusiasm for the meeting in the town, and if anybody's watching Royal Ascot this week, the ladies will be getting plenty of tips and hints for their hats and summer dresses, for both of which we've got prizes. We've got Best Dress Lady and we've got the Best Hat, and they're winning vouchers for redemption at a local jeweller's.
Yes, I've been working very hard all day before I came up here, not to say Best Turned Out Lady, because I think I could get myself in the spot of bother there. But you mentioned we're right in the middle, of course, of flat racing peak time now with the Ascot meeting, and yet jump racing here, so you're 100% up in terms of pre-sales, so that's just as popular at this time of year.
Yeah, very much so. I think we've worked hard at this meeting because it has been popular in the past, and we thought it's a good opportunity for us at the race course and for our partners and sponsors to get some good exposure. So we've put a bit more in terms of marketing behind it, and this year it really seems to have paid off. And you know, if we're lucky on Saturday and the weather improves, which it should do, we should get a very good walk up as well. So really looking forward to it.
In terms of your first race, what time are you off?
2:20 first race. Gates open just after midday, so you can get here nice and early. There's bars and entertainment on the lawns. There's music all day long. So, you know, get your best dress on. Well, not you, Trevor, but, you know, we're looking forward to seeing lots of lovely ladies.